Krishnas. They would sing it in so-called Padyavali kirtans. And then within the kirtans, let me say, the kirtans were sung by experienced kirtan groups. But these groups would then engage the audience in singing specific lines. And these lines were like cues that would help the audience to become absorbed in the katha. So since we are not familiar with these languages in which this is done, we have adopted the principles that is to hear and absorb our minds in Krishna and sing also the glories of Krishna. So since not all of you are familiar, I request you to be very attentive, and you will get the idea to sing along, participate when it is time. So we will start with the banks of the Yamuna. Radharani looks at Krishna. One day, on the banks of the Yamuna River, in the midst of trees that were beautifully decorated with elevating sitting platforms, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down. Before him, he saw the gently moving waves of Yamuna. The trees were decorated with blossoming flowers. In the distance, the peacocked. Birds, especially the parrots, were discussing the only subject matter, the meeting of Radha and Krishna. One particularly eloquent parrot said, "When will I delight in the service of Srimati Radharani? When Krishna is struck by the arrows of her sidelong glance, his flute falls from his hands. As Radha looks upon him and he is aware, his peacock feathers on his head become loosened. Then the yellow shawl slips from Krishna's neck, and finally he faints. In Krishna's heart there is only Radha, and in Radha's heart is only Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat on that platform under the tamarind tree, he remembered something very special. Once Sri Krishna was in a mood of great despair and sorrow. He sat under a tree. He felt the pangs of separation from his beloved Sri Radha. In order to help himself feel Radha's closeness, he immersed himself into the chanting of Radha Nam. And as he was chanting, Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe,
Radha Rani,
Radha Rani,
the most sublime ecstasy rose from the nectar of her name. Just like Krishna chants Radha's name when he feels separation from Radha, the devotees in this world chant Radha's and Krishna's name to overcome their separation from the divine couple. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
But how did it come about that Krishna was sitting alone at the banks of the Yamuna, separated from Radha, and weeping as he was chanting her names, listen carefully, because you might develop now an understanding of the mysterious incarnation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. One day, Krishna had called the gopis in the middle of the Vrindavan forest. It was night, like yesterday on the altar, but there was no dearth of light, because one of the various names of Krishna is Krishna Chandra, please say.
Krishna.
The moon of Krishna, and by his transcendental moon-like effulgence, the Vrindavan forest was bathed in a bluish, light-filled light, and everyone could see very nicely. Especially the banks of the Yamuna, which were like camphor, reflected the light of Krishna so beautifully that it soon became obvious this is the place where the rasa dance would take place. As Krishna was entering the pastime area, his two mind-enchanting earrings were moving and glittering, increasing the luster of his cheeks. Absorbed in the ecstasy of the Sangha, Krishna was enjoying millions of gopis there, who were dancing in great anxiety and excitement. Anxiety comes later. They were laughing. They were exchanging glances. Krishna's smile and his extremely charming gesture, like when he was putting his hands on his chest and communicating, you beautiful gopis are everything to me. All this and much more enchanted the beautiful gopis. There was kissing, there was touching each other with lotus hands. Krishna became extremely happy. In the ecstasy of the conjugal Ras, he spoke very intimate words into the ears of the beautiful gopis, and sometimes he made jokes which made them echo in laughter. He danced, and sometimes he sang alap style. Do you know what is alap style? It is music without words, just with vocals, like for instance, ah, ah. Mind enchanting, not like this. Alap style, singing melodies without lyrics in the fifth tone. This is a little closer to the fifth tone, but it's much more beautiful. In the midst of the clapping of hands, he began to sound his very dear flute. And with the sound of the flute, he began to shower sublime nectar on everyone. This is one way in which Krishna showers his nectar on his devotees. He blows the flute, and the flute sound enters the passing ways of the ear channels and goes right into the heart of the devotees and makes their mind twirl in ecstasy. Then Krishna started to personally dance in the mood of a romantic connoisseur, and he invited every single one of the gopis to dance with him. Yes, you have heard properly. He danced with each individual gopi by simply expanding himself in as many as the millions of gopis were there. In this way, Krishna, the embodiment of nectar and the enchanter of Cupid, gave his dear gopis the taste of the Sringara Ras. He embraced everyone in great style, and he was in this way quenching the thirst for his intimate association. These gopis, you must know, some of them had performed for many, many lifetimes austerities just to come into the presence of the Lord, whose love and whose every limb is simply brimming with loving ecstasy. There was only happiness except for one person. This one person was the most beautiful. She was the queen of Krishna's heart, but she was there in a corner of the rasa dance, sulking in loving anger. Her anger was not like the anger of this world, where a heroine might become jealous if her hero doesn't show enough attention to her. Her loving anger was because she could not manifest her sublime qualities in serving Krishna, because Krishna was together with so many gopis. Love takes an exclusive nature, where only the lover and the beloved exchange. And here Krishna was with millions of gopis. So Srimati Radharani, that's her name, left the great festival of the Rasa Leela along with all her personal girl companions, her sakis. They swiftly crossed the river Jamuna. We don't know if there were boats, but they don't require boats, they are goddesses. And they reached the other bank. Then she walked some distance and sat down, remembering her intimate pastimes with Krishna. And in her memory, she started to cry profusely. And as the tears of separation rushed out of her beautiful eyes, which were like ponds, they formed a lake, the Lake of Tears, a lake in which devotees even today like to take their bath in order to absorb the mood of Srimati Radharani's love. This lake later became known as Manasarovara, please say.
Manasarovara.
And is certainly a destiny for all of us. Meanwhile, Shri Krishna suddenly found Radharani missing in the great festival of the Rasa dance. First he left the Rasa dance himself, trying to find Srimati Radharani. Maybe she had hidden under the tamal tree, or maybe she was at Vansivat, or perhaps in Keshigat. Krishna went through all the favorite places of their pastimes, not knowing that she had crossed over the Yamuna and had gone to an unknown destination, which only later became known as Mansarovar. Radharani is the essence of all sweetness. Only she can give complete satisfaction of Krishna. In search of his beloved Radha, Krishna thus roamed around from kunja to kunja in great pangs of separation. Hit by the arrows of Cupid, which made him fascinated and stupefied, he began to call out, Radhe, Radhe. Priya Kishori Radhe.
Priya Kishori Radhe.
Mana Mohini Radhe Radhe. Then his mind turned to the best of mantras. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
The Lord was looking everywhere. He came to one particular tree. You must know that the trees in Vrindavan are known as wish-fulfilling trees. So in great desire to meet again Srimati Radharani, he sat under this tamal tree and began to chant with this mood of separation for Radha. Please sing this melody.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like this, his mind was totally absorbed in Srimati Radharani's golden body. In fact, in his heart, there was a golden glow, the glow of Radharani. And as this happened, Krishna came in the heart of Radharani in Mansarova, and all of a sudden there was a bluish glow in Radha's heart. As the glow in Krishna's heart increased and became golden, bigger, 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 it reached his skin, and his skin turned golden. His arms were golden, his hands were golden, his eyes were blue, but everything else was just pure golden. There was one Sakhi who saw how Krishna turned golden, and she immediately ran to Radha and said, "Do you know what happened? Your beloved took on your complexion." "Really? Let us go." So Radha went with all her sakis who had left earlier to Imli Talal and saw her beloved Krishna, totally golden, chanting Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.
She had never seen such a thing. First, they tried to speak to this form. "Oh, amazing form of golden complexion. Could you please look in our direction and explain yourself, who you are, where you came from?" But Krishna was so absorbed in Radha that he did not react. There was only one way to bring Krishna out of his trance. Do you know what is the way? Radha needed to touch him with her electrifying touch. And as Krishna came out of his meditation, one Sakhi who spoke for Radha said, "What happened to you?" And Krishna responded, I became so absorbed while I was chanting that I took on the complexion of Radha and her thinking. And do you know one thing? Radharani said, what? In the age of Kali, I will appear in the same form and I will distribute the love which you have in your heart for me to all the conditioned souls. This is the secret of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. If you think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Navadvip, you're only one third right. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared under the tamal tree at the banks of the Yamuna. When Krishna was absorbed in Radha and took on her form, her beauty, full complexion, and her thinking. Hare Krishna, and her chanting, and everything. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
A little louder if possible.
Hare Hare.
Yes.
Hare
Rama.
Rama Rama. Hare
Rama. One more time.
Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Krishna. What we have discussed was from the Varaha Purana. It is an ancient scripture that describes many places in Vrindavan and beyond. And what you have heard was the glorification of Imli Tal. Imli means a tamarind and Tal means tree. And it was here where Lord Krishna sat and merged in pangs of separation, and where he was yearning to be with Radha. It is very nicely described that as Krishna was hankering for Radha, where was she stationed at that time? Mansarova, and Mansarova was hankering for Krishna. So as Krishna became filled from the glow inside the heart, the golden glow of Radha, who he was contemplating about, Radha simultaneously became, so to say, filled with the bluish glow of Krishna. So therefore it is said, lovers live in each other's heart. No? You have heard this? It is in poetry, in Sanskrit poetry. Lovers always have lived in each other's heart. They are so absorbed in each other. And Krishna just showed this by, you know, the glow of Radha began to consume his bluish complexion, and he became absorbed in the mood of Gauranga. And that's really the birthplace of Gauranga. Don't try to understand Lord Chaitanya as a historical personality. He is a personality from the ocean of rasa. Yes, and that is, then you can understand Chaitanya Bhakti. With us is Lord Nityananda. Usually his complexion is described to be moon-like, but he is so absorbed in the thought of Gauranga that he also has turned golden. Can you see? Very golden, no? And his two hands are like this. They are giving Premdatta, is his name, the one who gives love like this. And it's, what love is that? That's the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the love of Krishna absorbed in the mood of Radharani. So these are all some very nice bhakti things. I was hearing today the history or the how Nityananda came to Achyuta Gopi. And if you want to be very fortunate, you should ask her to repeat it to you. It is a wonderful miracle, isn't it? It's a miracle. Good, I will end here. I hope this gave you some. See, Kirtan, in the end, as we learn more and more, a holy name immersion means to be immersed in Krishna. That is very important, that we combine, that we don't mechanically just chant like musicians, but that we are love-infused musicians, no? Hare Krishna. Good. So who's the next? Achyuta Gopi herself. Please come, Achyuta Gopi.